Clyde Pilkinen here in the studio of Bible Students Radio, broadcasting today about the good news of the happy God. Religion, as with almost everything else they teach, have God all wrong. David wrote that the foolish people, they blaspheme your name. And religion has brought greater slander to the name and reputation of God than anything else. I mean, think about what the scriptures teach us about God and what religion teaches us about God. The scriptures tell us to love our enemies, but the God of religion, he tortures his for all eternity. The God of scriptures tells us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. But the God of religion, he tortures his for all eternity and does not overcome evil with good. The God of the scriptures tells us to forgive others 70 times 7, while the God of religion leaves the vast majority of his creation unforgiven forever. The God of scriptures tells us that love never fails. Yet the God of religion, his love fails to win back the majority of his creation. The God of Scripture tells us that Christ's propitiation is for the sins of the whole world, while religion's God holds the world's sin against them, even though Christ paid for them. The God of Scripture tells us that he's the Savior of all men, but religion's God doesn't actually save all men. The God of Scripture tells us that the wages of sin is death. But religion's God tells us that the wages of sin is eternal conscious torment forever and ever in hell and in the lake of fire. The God of Scripture tells us that one day he will be all in all. But religion's God actually only has him being all in some. Or in fact, all in a few. The God of Scripture will reconcile the world unto himself, but somehow the God of religion will leave most of his creation unreconciled. There is something vastly wrong with religion's God, wouldn't you say? Religion's God has an eternal solution for sin. But it's not Christ's work on Golgotha. Instead, Christendom has this strange view of God's solution for sin. They believe that God will isolate and quarantine sin on some dark outskirts of his universe forever. He will incarcerate the overwhelming majority of his creatures in a vast and horrific torture chamber, while he and a small, very small minority of his creatures proceed to enjoy themselves with eternal bliss. This outpost of isolated sin will make Hitler's concentration camps look like child's play at Disney World by comparison. An amazing solution for sin, isn't it? Do they really believe that this is the best God could come up with? Is the true God of Scripture not greater than this? Is he not wiser than this? Is he not more loving than this? Is he not more responsible than this? Really? Is Christendom's presentation really God's solution for sin? Not a chance. The problem's not with God or his scriptures. The problem's with religion that professes to represent him. Christendom has abandoned the scriptures on this subject and adopted pagan Greek mythology, including Homer's Odyssey and Dante's Inferno as their theology, and they've translated their Bibles to support their creeds. You almost have to feel for the God of Christian religion. After all, the work of his son was insufficient to save all mankind. The sacrifice of his son was only an offer of salvation. Man's free will trumps his sovereignty. Adam's sin was greater than the blood of Christ. and the death of Christ was simply not enough to save everyone. What a sad picture of a God. But such is not the case with the sovereign, loving God of the universe. For that, you can rest assured. Now, for your edification and enjoyment, here is Danny Rossino, our dear brother, singing "I'm Sorry, God."
I'm sorry, God, that the blood of your Son was only an offer for salvation. I'm sorry, God, that man's free will is so much greater than your sovereignty. Your Son went through so much shame. I'm sorry, God.